time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to a special two-hour edition of the Pain Clinic. I am the Cashman. I am joined here by DC Dan Cole. Good morning, DC.
Good morning, and I'm going to try to do this without having a coughing fit.
Okay.
WrestleMania, baby! Woo!
Hey, Danger Boy, you're supposed to add in on that.
Woo!
All right. We're joined by DC Dan Cole, who's going to be hopefully feeling better. He's doing sounding good. You get a deeper voice when you get that cold.
Yeah, I got that sexy radio voice.
That's right. Hey, babies. It's probably because you're
we were out too
late last Saturday night with Mark Fantasia saying goodbye to him as he left Rochester. But you guys did a great job singing, and that was a lot of fun. I didn't get a chance to mention it at all on the air at all. I kind of bummed last week because I really wanted to get people to come on down and hang out, you know?
I was there.
I know. I made
That's
it.
All that matters.
Yeah, we had to celebrate Danger Boy's half 75th birthday.
That's right. That's right. Last week was the half 75th. Of course, we're here joined by Danger Boy, too.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danger Boy. And joining us in the studio, my buddy Stu and beautiful wife Erin joining us in the studio. Hopefully, we'll be talking with someone who's fighting on the UFC 210 card next week. I just tried calling him. It just rang.
Two Rochester guys fighting on the card.
Two Rochester guys fighting on the card next week.
Yeah, we have Des Predator Green and also Gregor Gillespie from Webster.
Oh, really? So we got two local guys fighting next. But we're going to basically stick with WrestleMania. We got another special guest host coming in just a little bit after he feeds his kids and plops them out on the couches out there. He'll be here in just a little bit. That's my tease to who it is. We'll see how long it takes for him to get here. But I know he's listening right now. Welcome to our official two-hour WrestleMania show. Thank you so much for listening. You guys ready for WrestleMania? I mean, there's just so much.
All 13 hours of it?
Yes, 13 hours of it.
Party starts at noon tomorrow.
Why don't we start off talking a little bit about the Hall of Fame inductions last night. Just a little bit. That was a lot of fun. I have to go back and watch them again. I wanted to watch them the first time, and I really made an effort to watch them live because for some reason I think that Jim Cornette's was going to get edited down before it replayed, and it didn't. Jim Cornette was very, very calm, talked a lot about the territories and the creation of the Rock and Roll Express, gave a lot of credit to Jerry the King Lawler and Jimmy Hart for creating the Rock and Roll Express. I thought it was pretty cool. What about you, Stu, what you were watching that? He didn't really go too far off in any direction. I mean, he has really opinions that really differ from the company and that did not come out.
Well, in the beginning of the thing, he talked first, like he was going to go into Sunday talking, but he held it in check for Jim Cornette, and he just kept to the Rock and Roll Express, basically, in their feud with the Midnight Express.
Pretty much, and about how if it wasn't for them, the Midnight Express wouldn't have been as big, and that feud wouldn't have been as big, and actually tag team wrestling changed when that team was created. You know, the tag team formula, I believe, was devised from the Rock and Roll Express or some of their... Danger Boy, is that true?
I'm trying to think back, and it's... seeing as that started when I was being born, those were the epic matches when I was coming up, and that's... I mean, thinking about major tag teams before that, there were tag teams, but they were just kind of singles wrestlers put together, so...
Yeah.
I would say so. I know for a fact that if it wasn't for the Rock and Roll Express, you would not have the Rockers...
Yeah,
never had Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty together to be thrown through a pane glass window.
Or the name Rocker put into a tag team name. And that's the thing, too, is they also started they were showing some clips of some of the things they did that now are being used modern today. Like the crossbody off the top corner, which was one of their big moves. The double drop kick, which was their finisher, I believe. And back then finishers were finishers. People weren't kicking out of them every 3 seconds. But they also Ricky Morton also was the face in peril during the match. You know, and what I mean by that is the guy who gets pounded by the other team for 30 minutes does the hot tag to Robert Gibson. He comes in, the crowd goes nuts. You know, and I mean, you know, and Ricky Morton was the one who would look out to the crowd and lip to the people, help me, you know, and so people would get invested in these matches. And that was part of the formula, the tag team formula right there.
And Ricky Morton also was one hell of a singles wrestler, you know, on the side. And like you were saying before the show, they would have matches with him and Ric Flair that would be fantastic, great matches where Ricky Morton looked like he should be champ.
Yeah, Ric Flair would, you know, make...
And it wasn't, I mean, we all know Ric Flair could wrestle a broomstick and do that, but at the same time, it wasn't all Ric Flair.
No. It wasn't all, but the thing, yeah, Ric Flair made some of the Mike Jackson, who was a perpetual jobber on Georgia Championship Wrestling, make that guy look like $1 million.
And that's why he has a statue now.
Yeah, he does. That's right. So it's like
a creepy statue.
Yeah, you know, you saw the picture of that this past week. You see that creepy statue? Danny, you see that Ric Flair gold statue they debuted this past week?
I did not. I missed this.
There's a picture of Rick, and it debuted at the All Access going on, and it was like the Dusty statue and the Andre the Giant statue. It's now a gold Ric Flair statue.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Yeah, you see it? Yeah,
bad.
It's Ric Flair in his heyday. It's like we're talking 1985 Ric Flair with the flowing long hair and the
problem was when I saw the robe open, I didn't think there'd be anything under it.
Oh my!
I thought it was going to be Plane Ride from Hell, Ric Flair.
coming from Hell, Ric Flair. Plane Ride from Hell, Ric Flair. Yeah. Thank goodness there was something though. But it was. It's an interesting. Yeah, a lot of things going on this past week. A lot of. Have you guys seen? We're just kind of meandering around before I see if I can get this guy on the phone. But if we can't, you guys see the picture of the set that's going to be at WrestleMania 33 this year?
Actually, they just revealed a video of New Day introducing it to everybody. I believe they filmed it last night and posted it last night.
Okay. Is it a working roller coaster?
No. Okay. It's just a frame. It's okay. Kind of just there, but I will say this. That place looks absolutely amazing.
The ring above the ring?
It's like, yeah. It's like if you look at it, you can see the roller coaster over the stadium from outside it. So it's like, it's, and then the,
when you put more thought into your set than you do your card.
And you see the ramp that goes down to the ring, how big that is?
It is massive.
It is.
It's massive.
You know, you can see why the place sold out because they couldn't sell any of those floor seats that would get wiped out by that giant ramp coming down. But the
comparison is amazing because being there for WrestleMania 24, like it looks like so much more effort and time went into this one. And maybe the renovations to the stadium had something to do with it because the stadium wasn't exactly in the best shape when they had WrestleMania 24 there, as evidenced by the fact they lost power.
I was gonna say
in the middle of the event.
I was back there, remember, in December, and it's like there was three college football games going on the week I was there. I couldn't tell if anything was going on at all in the stadium. I drove by it, and there was a game going on. So it's like it's not in a great neck of the woods. We'll say
no,
it's not in a great neck of the woods.
I made the mistake of booking a hotel in that neighborhood.
Oh no!
Once I realized where it was, I promptly canceled.
Yeah, I would say this. You could find something probably even half an hour away would be better. You
know? That's exactly what we did.
Very cool. But yeah, I was going to say, but that stadium looks fantastic. I can't wait to see how it looks on TV tomorrow.
I'll see if I can find a good still shot from the video last night, and I'll post it up on our page.
Very cool. That was. I thought it was going to be a working roller coaster because it looked like they had like a kind
so
of
Shane
like,
could jump off it mid ride.
Oh yeah, no. Wouldn't it be cool if the wrestlers actually rode the roller coaster to the ring? And that would have been pretty cool, I think. That would have been very interesting. But 222-1280, *1280 is the number. We're going to take your calls. We got 2 hours. We're going to make our predictions in the second half. We got to talk about NXT tonight. What a card we've got for NXT. And I'm looking forward to that as much as Bobby Roode's going to be in the main event against, Nakamura.
Shinsuke.
That should be a lot of fun. We're going to ask you folks what you think match you're looking forward to the most of the 140 hours of footage that's going to be on in the next couple of days. what, and unfortunately, I'm getting a lot of feedback that maybe one of their favorite matches is going to be the one that's on the pre-show. You know, what do you guys think?
I would agree with you. One of the matches I was most looking forward to got relegated to the pre-show. Alluding to, of course, King Neville versus Austin Aries. In hindsight, I think that's going to prove to be a big mistake, because there's going to be a lot of trouble, I think, trying to follow the match they put on.
Well, the good thing for them, though, is that they have like a 17-hour pre-show, and they can space it out a bit, and it could be like an access event match, which is how they treat the cruiserweights, and then they can move on to it, and everyone will forget it happened.
Well, you know, the funny thing is they get two matches every week on Monday Night Raw, so that's the mothership.
Two matches and barely any buildup.
Yeah, I know, and it's like, and I mean, the whole, and listen, A Double is getting over big time on Monday Night Raw, too.
I'm quite thankful for that in my fantasy team.
Yeah, I want to say something about the guy. He also happened to be the TNA heavyweight champion at one time. He was TNA. I know he was Ring of Honor champion at one time.
Yeah, he was TNA heavyweight champion. He was Plan C.
Yeah, that's right. He was Plan C.
He cashed in the X Division title.
They kind of had like a Money in the Bank type thing in TNA, and he was he had won the briefcase saying he'd get a shot any time, and it was
no, he cashed in the X Division title at Destination X.
That's right, and he won it, and he had it for what, a week, I think it was, or it wasn't a long time, but he always was a great wrestler. And I, by the way, you guys, I might have texted you Monday night when he was like slapping, pumping, and hitting, bumping fists with people.
Yeah, he doesn't shake hands.
He doesn't shake hands. Still, he doesn't. It kills me. He's in the ring and he's bumping fists with people. It's like, oh, it's, yeah, that hadn't changed at all. He's a germaphobe or something. I mean, you know, I can understand it. You know, Howie Mandel is too. So it makes sense. But yes, that's the one match I'm definitely looking forward to on the card. When we go to break right now, we've got a bunch of wrestling to talk about. Maybe we're going to have Dez Green from Rush Henrietta, who's going to be fighting his debut with UFC 210 here on, a week from today in Buffalo, which we'll be at. And we'll be back on the flip side. Give us a call, 222-1280, Star Toys the number. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And she found one in you, her best friend.
Really, really bad things happen to authentic superheroes who are legit badasses when they step into the ring with Brock Lesnar.
When I take that crutch, you know, the one you were just leaning on because you can't put your weight on that leg. I take that crutch and like I did 2 weeks ago, I wrap it around your knee and you start to feel that burning, searing pain of something tearing inside there. Well, I'm not going to stop there, Seth. I'm not going to stop at all. I'm going to keep going until I destroy what I created.
Hey, it's The Miz from WWE. And where else would you expect to hear me on the radio in Rochester, New York? That's right, 1280 WHTK, Rochester's only sports station that matters.
Thank you, Miz. By the way, that's back when he couldn't act. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by DC Dan Call, Danger Boy, Sean Stewart, affectionately known as Stu. His girl Friday, Aaron. His wife. And joining us in the studio, original host of the Pain Clinic, Jay-Z, joining us.
What's
Jay-Z, hold on. I got to turn you on, Jay-Z.
Original's a bit of a stretch.
Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Go ahead. What's up, Jay-Z?
Original's a little bit of a stretch, but yeah, you know, it's been a while. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, we're revisionist history around here. You know?
Oh, okay.
So,
All right.
Wait, when the Miz couldn't act, so like this morning?
Hey, you know what? He acted like he actually was interested in 1280 WHTK, so I think that was pretty good.
He did. He definitely did. And he 222-1280 starved 1280. It was back before he got the acting lessons and whatnot. But, I mean, he's been doing great, I think, to be honest with you. This build-up with against Johnson.
I'll never forget him harassing us about Jeff Tool.
Yeah, laying on the ground in the front row going, Tool sucks, Tool. Because, you know, Jeff Tool was a quarterback for the Bills that one game against Cleveland. His quarterback got hurt, too, so we were, like, ribbing him for it, too. And he's like selling an injury as he's rolling around on the ground in front of us saying that over and over. So it's like, because we were giving him stuff outside, you know. We saw him outside and we said, you know, what about that Cleveland game? Because he was at it. Him and Dolph Ziggler were at it. And they had pictures of it. And that was, like, just a couple days before that. But speaking of, SmackDown's coming to Rochester June 6th. Write it down in your calendar. They're going to be here live in Rochester. Tickets go on sale 1 week from today.
Ooh.
Please, we want to sell this out. Danny.
I'm just laughing. Like, Buffalo and Cleveland fans, it's the equivalent of watching two homeless guys fight for the best spot around the burning barrel.
Danny, we're going to have a little one here. It's a hobo knife fight.
Says the 49ers fan, whose fans want the owner to resign.
I'm one of them.
Are you a singing hobo or a stabbing hobo?
I'm a singing hobo.
Singing hobo?
Singing about my stabbing knife?
Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We're brought to you by Salvatore's. We're going to be there 1 week from today for UFC 210 emanating from Buffalo. That's right. Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. There is no cover charge for UFCs at Salvatore's. Be hosted by us and prizes and drink specials all night long. That's April 8th at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 210. Welcome back to the show. We got a call right off the bat. We got Double D. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to remind everybody that it'll be Double B there. Everybody else will be in Buffalo.
Yeah, Double B. It's Brian Burke. Brian, what's
That's
up, buddy?
Right.
Brian, you don't show up and you got to call in. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, you get upset if I don't. And it's WrestleMania weekend. Of course I got to call in. Believe me, I'd rather be there instead of freezing out here in the rain and mud on a scout camp out at Webster Park. So.
Okay, I agree with you. So what are you looking forward to most on WrestleMania coming up?
Well, there's not a whole lot of matches that I've been looking forward to. I'm interested to mostly see what happens in the Wyatt Orton match, if you get some interference there from Harper or Rowan or both.
I'm still up in the air on what Harper's going to do. I mean, I don't. Did you see, by the way, the picture of him on Wham 13 News this week in that Adrian Jules suit?
Looking very dapper.
Oh, yeah. He looked fantastic, you know. And it's like we had some text words this week. So it's he and I a little bit of conversation.
He remembers we exist.
Yeah, no, of course he does, and we remember he exists, and we might be the only place in Rochester except for Wham 13 now. So we do have a Rochester rep. This is my theory on what I think is going to happen. I think Luke Harper and Rowan are going to come out and challenge the Usos for the tag titles. Now, this is the same spot that people are saying maybe the Hardy Boys show up. Jeff Hardy came out yesterday and said that they're with Ring of Honor through the summer, so I don't know if that's just a red herring or not.
They're going to come out to the Mania of Wrestling?
The Mania of Wrestling with, what do they call Vince McMahon?
Meek Mahan.
So, he's there.
They can take on the Day of New.
He's doing something, and we know that he's not in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale because last week on SmackDown, Daniel Bryan said, the last two guys are going to be this tag team that we're going to put in from SmackDown.
Which absolutely deserve it based on their appearances in Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. If you saw it,
they need to come out like in that gimmick.
Well, Breezango, or, you know, Tyler Breeze coming out as...
with the fake mustache.
As Nikki Bella, was great as it was.
I know.
And then Daniel Bryan selling it.
Well, there's pictures from Access where Fandango and Tyler Breeze have been walking around as their Southpaw characters.
Oh, please.
You are kidding me.
Cheddarfield's there?
Cheddarfield.
Tex Ferguson's my favorite.
Man, what are we doing here in Rochester when we should be in Orlando right now? You know, I've been thinking that
big
the whole...
Big Bartholomew.
I've been thinking that every winter.
I've been thinking that the whole week just because of all the shows that are going on
A couple
down
of
there.
Us have vacations coming up already and couldn't stray from them.
I was there in December and I saw where it was and it's like it kind of turned me off a little bit, you know, just because it's... Not that it's in a bad part of Orlando, but it's not great.
But it's not a good part.
Then why don't we start making plans now? Let's get some financial backing.
I know.
Bring yeah. the show on the road next year.
Yeah, we'll to NOLA?
To NOLA, yeah. I'd do it. I'd love to. I've never been there. I've never been there either.
Let's do it from the French Quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, the night before.
We all kind of went down for 29. So, well, not all of us, a few of us. We went down for 29.
I.e. me and you.
Yeah, i.e. me and you. and we
and change.
And more of us could have come, but they didn't.
Oh, change.
Oh, yes.
Never change. Never,
you'll see him Sunday. He'll be coming out.
But tell him not to wear his skirt.
Oh. All right. Well,
shots fired already.
Double B, we'll see you Sunday, right?
Oh yeah, I'll be there Sunday.
Cool.
You guys enjoy the rest of the show. I got to take off, but I don't know that I'm looking forward to a whole lot of this. So hopefully, it'll be a little more entertaining than I'm expecting.
Let me ask you: are you going to be rubbing sticks together to start fires out there?
Tying knots.
Oh no! We got the fire going. Matches,
and gasoline.
And maybe with the rain, maybe a little bit extra.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. Have fun. Stay dry. Don't get pneumonia, and bring those kids back alive. Okay.
I will.
Okay. Take easy, Double B. 222-1280 Star Toys, the number. That was Brian Burke, Double B, on the show. He's not here. He's not in the studio. No Double B's in the studio. But we do have Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Jay-Z, Stu, and
Double
Aaron.
S. Double S? Double S, Double D's.
A Double? Is he here? No.
A Double?
222-1280 Star. The fist bumper. A Double, we call him.
Oh, yeah.
222-1280 Star Toys, the number. So we want to talk. Let's talk a little bit about. Hall of Fame still. Now, Jay-Z, you were watching that last night.
Yes, I sat through the entire thing.
Did you time out by any chance all the speeches? Because I know there was a few that just went really long.
I should have. I think the biggest problem is the inductors take so much time, and then the inductees get their deserved time.
Sure.
So you have, like, Jim Cornette give a 20-minute speech on the history of the
Rock and Roll. Microphone up.
I don't think he was that bad.
Pull that microphone before you got here. Pull that microphone up in front of your face when you're talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There he goes.
It's been a while. You
forget easy, huh?
It has been a while.
Okay.
I thought the inductors took a long time, and I think Jim Cornette took a while. He wasn't as bad as some of the other people, but
was brief for Cornette.
Yeah,
for Cornette, and it was edited for length and language as he told stories to us on the air a couple of years ago.
Yes, I was gonna say he didn't take any shots at anybody.
No, he's smart.
And the thing is I think that, you know, maybe he's looking for a job. I began to think that while he was doing that.
Because, I don't think he would turn one down.
No, because he's a great speaker. And he's a guy who started off as a cameraman, or as a photographer. Yeah, he used to work for some of the magazines, taking pictures.
Carrying Jerry Lawler's bag in the back.
Apparently so, yeah. 40 years ago. And so we've had him on the show a few times, and always, you know, he always is a lot more controversial when he's on a show like this than he is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Listen to his show.
Someone said that someone probably said to him, you know, maybe you can get a job out of this, so you'll be kind. And all he did was talk about the era. He didn't even, the funny thing is I think that the Road Warriors had a lot to do with what was going on too with the Rock and Roll Express, and they really didn't, he didn't talk about them at all.
No, he didn't mention the Road Warriors at all.
Which I was pretty amazed because but maybe he wasn't a big Road Warriors fan. Remember, he got knocked off the scaffolding and blew his knee out in the Skywalkers match? What Danger Boy?
Yeah, Night of the Skywalkers.
Night of the Skywalkers, which was he was of course, you know, with the Midnight Express, which I agree they should be in the Hall of Fame too.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not. Maybe next year.
Can I be a little honest? I'm shocked Beth Phoenix is in the Hall of Fame. You know,
well,
I know
they've got it. They've got to keep women. The women's division.
Think they had anyone else.
The only reason
other than China, but
the only reason I say that is because she was on this show the week before she went there. And it was like, doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
We saw her on NMW's first show as a valet for Dirty Don Montoya.
That's right.
Against Reckless Youth.
Yeah. And then
that's a blast from the past name right there.
Yeah, I know. And then she came back, and then we saw her. The last time she was here, she wrestled Bobby, what was his name?
Bobby Shields.
Bobby Shields. She wrestled Bobby Shields, and Bobby Shields lost to her in the match. In the old Yuki Club out in Webster.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
It is now an empty space.
It was supposed to be something, but now it's just a flat area. But the thing is about her is she's from this area. I think she went to Niagara College.
Canisius College.
Canisius College.
Yeah, she talked about her college days, about how she wanted to be a wrestler and all those.
And she was from Elmira, too, right?
Right.
And that's where her parents live, and she talks about it. And that's why when we had Edge, when Mick Foley did the comedy show up here a couple years ago at the comedy club, and Ed showed up out of the blue because he was visiting her parents in Elmira, so it was just a hop, skip, and a jump here to Rochester.
Right.
And so, but, you know, I mean, I think she did a great job. I just, maybe my memory's not that good. I mean, I really love the stuff with Santino Marella. She was a very dominant woman.
She was a very short time compared to, I mean, so was Kurt Angle, though. But Kurt Angle was a lot more memorable.
Kurt Angle wrestled 7 years for the WWE before he left for TNA, and then wrestled for 11 years for TNA. So it was, you know.
Yeah, they don't count as TNA stuff.
I know, but I'm just saying he's there.
That was indie work for them.
Yeah, but he was there. I mean, listen, some of the guys that he was talking, you know, that were there were TNA guys he wrestled. So
how long was Beth Phoenix's run then?
I'm not sure.
But what they're trying to do is they're trying to build up the women's division, so they're just going to throw anybody in there at this point. But I don't know. Beth Phoenix, she was kind of a... I guess she was like the next iteration of China without the being too masculine, I guess.
Yeah, without the Adam's apple, you mean? Yeah.
But I don't know. She was, I guess she's as deserving as some of the other people we've always had issue with. But...
No, listen, we had the man in the studio 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago this past week when we had
Coco
Beware in the studio. And we asked him about it because I wasn't going to pull punches with Coco in there, especially as close as it was to WrestleMania, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, what about this rule?
Yeah, they call it the Coco rule. But anyway, overall, the show last night was just very long. It went from 8 until midnight. And you know, I thought Dana Warrior spoke for too long.
Oh, way too long.
And it was
like the stories that inductee told, though.
Yeah, Eric, he was nice, but he was also very a long speech. But Rick Rude's family, his son, holy smoke, guy's like the
6'8" or something.
He's a definition of a hoss, man. He's huge. Yeah, how is he not a wrestler?
I think he tried to get into wrestling, and then he went into another business out of it. But you saw the size of it. He was way bigger than his dad.
Yeah, he was a lot bigger than his dad.
Yeah, he was a giant, and he actually had a sense of humor too. I mean, all I can think of is the WWE scouting him when he's up there talking because
Vince had a contract ready for him in the back.
Because seriously, he was like 6'8", and he was muscular, thick, and very well spoken.
Yeah, he's built like a linebacker, and he had a charm.
It's hard to get the perspective of someone like Rick Rude, who is a character that everybody hated so much, being a dad to these kids, and being and very religious too, which I never realized. You know, very religious. You know, so it was definitely and Ricky's Dragon Steamboat, you know, he talked a lot of wrestling jargon in his introduction to him. You know, there was a lot of things he said that if you're a fan who doesn't understand what some of the words are, you probably got lost on what he was talking about, because he was talking about he'd never give up his heat. I knew exactly what he was talking about, but man, I don't know if everybody in the audience understood that.
Well, you know what the biggest thing I had with it, besides the length of time it took, was the setting. I always feel like the Hall of Fame should be like an intimate setting, like almost the old roasts, where there's a dais of all the inductees. And,
oh, I agree.
And just the wrestlers, maybe, and no fans. Because the fans, I mean, one of the fans,
someone kept yelling stuff out.
Someone yelled to Beth Phoenix's daughter, who is like 2, "How you doing, Hazel?" Like, I'm like, that's creepy, man. This is why we can't have nice things.
And the poor Edge was hiding behind her the whole time.
I had to sit in the nosebleeds because he has a restraint. You know, he's 500 yards from a kid.
Restraining order.
I liked when they learned quick not to show Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The whole crowd immediately booed.
Did you see the still shot of Sami Zayn? Zayn
laughing? He poked his head out. He poked his head out behind him and was smiling.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, and well, Roman Reigns' wife is pretty hot, too. I'll just say that, because that's the only thing I saw in that picture, but besides the booze starting. But, yeah, no, it was a wonderful night. I'm sure it's going to be edited down. Like I said, Ricky Dragon Steamboat used a lot of jargon from back in the touring days, and just, you know, things about Rick Rude, and, you know, that I don't think their average fan was going to get. And I don't even know if you could hear it in that place. That stadium was packed, sold out. That's where they play basketball, the Amway Center. Yeah. I think, what is it, like 15,000 seats?
Yeah, usually basketball fits about that.
Yeah, and it's like, and I mean, I don't know how anybody in the nosebleeds could hear or see anything that was going on.
Is that where NXT is tonight?
Yes.
NXT, yes. NXT, probably be a smaller set too, I'm guessing, because there's less seats on the floor, but...
It'll probably be a smaller set, but it'll probably be a huge crowd.
And did you see, by the way, see that suit coat that Mick Foley had on?
Oh, it was a beauty.
It was a tie-dye suit coat.
It's a dude love suit coat.
Yeah, it was, without a doubt. And now, there was a lot of...
Does that mean he's spending money on custom suit coats?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like him.
He probably has a wardrobe budget set in with WWE.
He's a gift from Frank the Clown.
He probably took an old suit and tie-dyed it. That's probably what
he probably could have done that too, but he actually looked pretty happy. It was nice seeing everybody dressed normal there and having a good time.
He was wearing sweatpants. We all know it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I couldn't see from because he was sitting down the whole time.
Well, he's lost so much weight. He's a little more svelte. I bet he can button pants now. I think that probably is helpful for him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, maybe he was retaining water, and he, you know, maybe, who knows, but it was a lot of fun. So we're going to go to break right now, come back and talk about NXT tonight, and NXT is, we're going to get some great matches. We're going to, I'm going to bring up the card here when we go into break and just talk about some of the, you know, I mean, what do we think about the Nakamura-Bobby Roode rematch? You know, it's been, what, since they were in San Antonio for the Royal Rumble when Nakamura lost to Bobby Roode, and he hasn't. I don't think he's wrestled. Man, has Nakamura wrestled a match since then?
One TV match.
TV match. So I know he was selling an injury. And
well, I mean, he's done a couple of the loops and whatnot that they do for house shows. But yeah, he was selling the knee injury.
We'll talk about that on the flip side. 222-1280 star 12. If you have a question, comment, we're going to ask you what your favorite match is on WrestleMania tomorrow. Which one are you looking forward to the most? And you can tell us why, and you can tell us what you think is going to happen. We'll do more of that as we go in. We got 2 hours to fill. We got another hour and a half to go. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back after these messages on Fox Sports 1280.
I was proud of myself before I met you. And you know what? I didn't really mind wrestling for a hot dog and a handshake in the Philadelphia National Guard Armory. Didn't bother me. Because I love this business.
Then I think that you are, without a question, one of the greatest talents to ever step foot through these ropes to be in this ring. And in that respect, AJ, you truly are phenomenal.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man, joined by DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Jay-Z, and Stu, or Sean Stewart, affectionately known as Stu. I just like saying that. And I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. We're going to be at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 210. Well, one of us will be there. I know that Stu and I are going to be in Buffalo. It's a 10 p.m. start time for the pay-per-view, so get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's April 8th at Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 210. And Stu, we're going to be joined by someone who's fighting on that card right now on the phone with us.
Yeah, joining us right now is Rush Henriettegard, UB grad, and Rochester's very own Dez the Predator Green, making his UFC debut next week, UFC 210 against Josh Emmett. Dez, welcome to the show with us.
Hey, how's it going? Appreciate y'all having me back on here, man.
We're so excited for your fight next week, and we're so proud of you. You finally made it to the UFC, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm excited, too, man. It's a dream come true. I can't wait, bro.
How did that come about, Dez? We heard that you had a meeting with Dana White, you know, I mean, a few months before we heard about it. How did that, you know, did they give you a call and say, come on out, we want to talk?
No, my manager actually set it up. Glenn Robinson, you know, big thanks to him. You know, him and Dana are close, and, you know, he basically pitched it to him. He was like, you know, I got a hometown kid, you know, basically from an hour away. You know, he went to college in Buffalo. You know, he's good. He's on a 4-fight win streak since he moved up to 155, and, you know, Dana went for it.
That's awesome. You know, it's like, and you know, you're debuting against an undefeated fighter. Does that bother you at all? I mean, are you super confident coming in?
No, I mean, I'm super confident coming in. You know, though he is undefeated, I feel like, you know, the level of competition, you know, isn't as great as mine is. And, you know, he's never fought anybody, I feel like, that does what I do. So, you know, I'm really confident I'm going to go out there and get the win.
Yeah, what can you tell us about Josh Emmett, your opponent? He's undefeated, but, like, what kind of style does he fight?
You know, he's from Team Alpha Male out in California. You know, he's a little bit of a wrestler. likes to throw big overhands, but you know, nothing too flashy or whatnot. You know, he wins a lot of his fights because, you know, he's able to out wrestle his opponents and outpace them. But you know, I feel like he can't do that with me, so you know, it's going to be real difficult for him.
Now, how great is it that you're making your UFC debut in what's basically a home fight?
Super dope, man. I'm excited about it. You know, it's like a dream come true. I've been wanting to, you know, since 16, I've been wanting to fight in the UFC. And, you know, how perfect is it that I get to finally do that in front of my friends and family?
I was going to say, you're on a four-fight win streak coming into this fight, and your family and friends are going to be around. It's almost like going to be a homecoming for you. You know, hopefully it doesn't distract you too much when you get to town.
No, not at all, man. It's going to just be motivation. You know, I love it.
Yeah, is there going to be any added pressure with you fighting here, you think?
No, just motivation, man. I'm using all of I feel like I'm stepping in the cage with all of my friends and my family's energy right behind me. You know, if anything, it's, you know, no pressure, added confidence.
Are you going to invite all your ex-wrestling mates from UB to come watch, too? You know, and say, listen, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I'm trying to get as many people as possible that I know here. And I got a lot of people coming, so I can't wait. I'm excited.
Now, I heard Rashad Evans will be making the trip back home as well. What does Rashad Evans mean to you as a mentor?
Oh, you know, it means a lot. I used to watch that guy on TV, you know, back in my college days and high school days, and I, you know, just dream of being where he was. And, you know, now that I am, you know, it's crazy that he's my actual teammate and, you know, a good friend. Like, you know, we hang out, we chill, and, you know, he's gave me his blessings and, you know, he's gave me his little pieces of advice. So, you know, it's just, it's great.
Now, a Webster Schrader grad, Gregor Gillespie, is also on the card. You're both in the same weight class. Might we see a hometown rumble maybe sometime in the future when UFC comes to Rochester?
I doubt it. you know, somebody offered, we were at somebody like trying to have us fight before we got to the UFC, and I would say yeah, but he denied it. I don't think he wants to fight me.
Cool. So after you win this, obviously you'll get another fight, and then you know, of course, you'll make your way up the rankings and everything. Do you still have any aspirations to do the Ultimate Fighter show, or is that something maybe, you know, if they offered to you, you'd take?
No, you don't even do the Ultimate Fighter show if you're not in the UFC. I'm in the UFC already, so
yeah,
that's not even an option on the table no more.
That's for sure. I was going to say, you know, that's right. You were talking before about doing it before you were in that. But, you know, they've seen enough of you. I mean, you know, all your last few fights have been on the UFC network. So they definitely know what they're getting with you. We're really excited. We're coming down early. We're going to be down there. We'll, you know, Stu and I are, you know, getting media credentials. So we're going to get there really early and hang out. And, you know, I mean, you know, as much as we can't wait to see your debut, where there's so many people that are going to be in town, and we're hoping we bump into John Jones too. You know, another Rochester guy.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and he's going to be around someplace, right, Stu?
Yeah, he's going to be someplace. He's doing a paid signing, minimum $100, but
$100,
meet
yeah.
JohnJones.com if you want to meet John Jones.
That's right. But thank you so much for
anyway, yeah, Dez, we go back with you since your Bellator run, probably back to 2014. We're so happy for you, and we can't wait to see you fight next week in Buffalo.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, you know, it's just crazy. You know, back. But even back then, you know, I was talking to you guys, and, you know, this is the ultimate goal, and I just feel so good to finally get here.
It's very great to have you on with us, and we're gonna hopefully we'll bump into you in Buffalo. We don't want to distract you or anything, but we're definitely going to get there and be there early. Cannot wait for the weigh-ins this week coming up and everything, and you know, you deserve the spotlight. So thanks so much for coming on, and we can't wait. And by the way, are you growing the hair back out again, or are the dreads gone?
No, yeah, I'm growing them back out there. I got dreads again. They're actually kind of quite long now. So,
I've been watching your videos on online and stuff, and your training, and I have no doubt this is going to be a quick one for you. So, thank you so much for giving us some time.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Dez Green, UFC 210 in Buffalo next week. You can catch it on pay-per-view as well as on Fight Pass and on FS1, the prelims. So thank you much, Dez, for coming on. That I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Stu, finally, you don't got to travel long distance for a show.
I know. It's less than an hour. I can't believe it.
It is. You know, and then the next one will be in Rochester, and maybe we'll get Dez in Rochester,
yeah,
too.
Hopefully in the fall.
Yeah, and maybe JJ, John Jones. You know, I mean, you know, he's got to start someplace to get back up. So thank you so much, Dez, for coming on. Very, very cool. Now back to the world of pro wrestling, and it's like, why not to go where we're going right now? On the phone with us right now is the man, another one of the men who started on this show a long time ago. Yeah, that's right. It's this guy.
You will respect my authority.
Andrew the Authority Joseph. What's up, buddy?
Oh, good morning. It's early.
It is early. You know, they gave us extra time because they knew that this is the world of wrestling focuses on this weekend.
Yes, it does. And I saw on your Facebook page that you were coming on early. Usually you guys did an extra hour afterwards, but this year it's before. But I wanted to talk about something real quick. You mentioned about the Hall of Fame. The WWE also has what they call the Legacy Class. And they have, these are really the pioneers of the sport, and some of them, you talked about some of the names, about women, about Beth Phoenix, and I'll just mention a couple of these people. Judy Grable and June Byers are two of the pioneers of women's wrestling. They were inducted into the Legacy Class. June Byers actually was the world champion before the Fabulous Moolah was, and she was an unbelievably talented lady, and Judy Grable was one of the first high-flying women in professional wrestling.
Yeah, weren't these ladies featured in the Piss and Vinegar movie?
I believe they yes. And they actually, you can go online. I think they both appeared on What's My Line back in the 50s. And so you can see this. But I know Judy Grable, there's a famous episode with Groucho Marx was one of the panelists. It was one of the funniest episodes you'll ever see. But some of the other guys, Haystacks Calhoun, one of the biggest attractions, literally, in the world of wrestling in the 50s and 60s. I actually got to see him wrestle here in Rochester. He teamed up in a match. He wrestled against Crusher Blackwell.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they reinforced
that ring.
Yeah,
they did. I mean, he weighed 600 pounds. He could move in his early days. And one of his claims to fame was the only guy who ever body slammed, and one of two guys, was Bruno Sammartino. In a face versus face match at Madison Square Garden, but two African American wrestlers, legends Edward Bearcat Wright and Luther Lindsay. Luther Lindsay was known as the Negro World Heavyweight Champion in the 50s and wrestled Luthez in a number of matches. Farmer Burns is the true pioneer. He wrestled back in the days when wrestling was quote unquote real, and it really was. It was a shoot wrestling at that time. And he was actually trained, one of the other gentlemen, Toots Mont, who was much more known as the greatest promoter in the early days. He helped start the World Wrestling Federation back in the 1930s and 40s, promoting in New York State and New York City, Madison Square Garden. He worked with Vince McMahon's grandfather in the business. So certainly one of the most influential gentlemen. And then another guy who I'm sure many people know, Dr. Jerry Graham, one of the famous Graham brothers. I got a great story about this. He actually appeared on Rochester morning television once. There was a time period when in Rochester where there was no pro wrestling on television. It was between the time the WWF came in and when it was promoted by Pedro Martinez. They brought in a small show, and he was the headline. He was interviewed by Warren Doremus of Channel 10.
Oh,
it was
man.
A total, you know, kayfabe interview, and he looked terrible. But the point was, he was actually on a real morning show talking wrestling, which you didn't do back in the early 70s. It was that much of a business that was hidden at that time. But a great, great wrestler. And then maybe the most famous of all, Ricky Dozan.
Oh, yeah,
the
from
man
Japan.
Who,
yeah.
He was the person who put Japan on the map for professional wrestling, the most popular wrestler in the history of Japanese wrestling, even more than Baba or Inoki or anybody like that. And unfortunately, he was murdered in the early 60s, and they say it had something to do with the Yakuza.
Uh-oh.
he was actually Korean. He wasn't Japanese.
Yeah, he's a guy that I remember hearing stories about him and Freddie Blassie.
Yes.
Yeah, they had like some incredible, they had the violent matches where people would faint because Freddie Blassie would sharpen his teeth and cut his head open and stuff.
Absolutely
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
So it's great to see that these ladies and gentlemen were honored as well. They truly, if there wasn't for these people, there would not be no professional wrestling.
And it's good that WWE is actually, you know, doing what the real Hall of Fame, the Wrestling Hall of Fame does, is look at people that influence what, why we're, you know, and maybe people learn a little bit about how wrestling got to be where it is by seeing some of these people, you know?
Okay, Farmer Burns was the Kurt Angle of the of his era, because it, he was a shoot wrestler and nobody could beat him. He was that good. But just a quick thing on WrestleMania, of course the match I'm looking forward to is the triple tag ladder match with my boys, Gallows and Anderson, yeah. Bullet Club. And I just hope that during the match that my delete key doesn't fail.
You think something's going to happen? Even though Jeff Hardy came out yesterday and said that they're tied with Ring of Honor through the end of the summer?
Yeah, Jeff's a wonderful guy.
Aren't they in a ladder match tonight?
Yeah, I think yeah they're wrestling tonight for Ring of Honor. Yeah, yeah.
Supercard of Honor.
Little warm up match maybe, but you know there's been a lot of talk about them coming. If it does happen, I'm not holding my breath. If it does happen, that stadium will just explode.
Andrew, what do you think about Luke Harper? What's he going to do?
That's a good question. I mean, I love his custom made suit.
Yes, it's beautiful.
On Channel 13.
Huh?
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I hope he if he gets involved in the main, which we don't know what is going to be the main event. Is it really going to be Bray Wyatt against Randy Orton?
No, the main event's going to be The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. That came out yesterday, I believe. Yeah,
really?
I know. Yeah, I know. Believe me.
Guess who's going to win that match? I wonder.
I don't know. We hear stories of The Undertaker maybe retiring at the end of it.
Well, if they want to get Roman over, the old standard trick, you know, he defeats The Undertaker, and The Undertaker puts him over at the end, saying this is the next big star of wrestling, and everybody boos Roman out of the stadium.
Yeah. Two guys
who have carried this company, we got to call out Chris Jericho, who without him, Raw would not be a must-watch show. He's been so great, and his match against Kevin Owens will be a great one. And then The Miz. I am becoming a huge fan of The Miz. I mean, he is just so good at what he does on the microphone and being the heel persona. And went with his wife beside him. I mean, that match against Cena and Bella is going to be very interesting. Because if you heard, Cena got booed unmercifully last night at the Hall of Fame, and there was a chant for The Miz.
Really?
I expect the same tonight.
Let's go,
yeah.
Miz.
Yeah, so.
So I think, you know, obviously what they're saying is that the end scene is going to propose to Nikki Bella.
That's what someone called us 2 months ago and said that, and I didn't know if I should.
We didn't believe it then. But
he called back a month later and said, do you remember I said that? And it's like, oh, yeah, you did. So
it's good. I'm sure the Total Bella's cameras will be there in full force. But, I mean, I think obviously Cena is going to win, but it just.
Where's the cue card guy going to stand?
Yeah, where's the cue card guy? Yeah, you got to bring the cue card guy. Yeah, I love you, Nikki.
That was so good. That was so good.
It was a good build-up, but you got to think that those guys, and Danger Boy alluded me to this yesterday, they got to be friends. The only way they can get away with saying some of that stuff he was saying is they had to be friends outside of the wrestling world.
Well, yeah. People forget that The Miz wrestled John Cena in the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah, and he won.
So that tells you, you know, Cena's got to get his win back, right?
We try to forget that main event.
Yeah.
That main event was horrible.
Miz is much better now than he was. You know, 10 years in the business does that to you.
And then, look, you're taking acting classes doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
They're not friends. If you listen to JBL on the most recent Bring It to the Table with Peter Rosenberg and Corey Graves, he said that there is some real hatred between those two.
Really? Well, there's always a touch of reality in every sort of build-up. Remember The Rock, so.
Well, you know, this is why when you start to blur the lines, it makes people watch, and it makes it interesting. I mean, but people work together. They do it for the business. And last thing I'll say, big shout-out to my bro, DDP.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
He, you know, and again, I wish Dusty should have been there to see it because Dusty was so instrumental in his career. But we're all very proud of him, and he has been a friend of this show. But when the show was, you know, young and we didn't have all the context you guys have today, but meeting him and, you know, getting to be friends with him is just a treasure.
And he didn't mention us in the Hall of Fame induction.
I can understand. I think mentioning Dusty and Ric Flair and Hall and Nash, I think, is a little more important.
Yeah, Chris Jericho, you know, who really helped get his business going. So, Andrew, thank you so much for calling, buddy.
See you later. Man, have fun tomorrow.
And you too, man. Enjoy.
Yep.
All right, 222-1280, Star 1280. We're going to end the hour on that. Next hour, we're going to go through the matches, give our predictions, and you can call in 222-1280.
So that's talk NXT, too.
Yeah, NXT, which we were going to go do this segment, and we just kind of got away from us. We'll start off talking NXT, then we'll just do rapid fire through the matches. If you have a comment or question, 222-1280, Star Trek is the number. We'll be back after this top of the hour news here and another first hour two of the Pain Clinic. All right, somebody feel the pain. Fox Sports 1280.
Checking out the movies this weekend?
Here's your box office preview.
This weekend, DreamWorks releases Boss Baby, its latest computer-animated comedy. A 7-year-old toddler starts out jealous of all of the attention that his baby brother is getting from their parents. But when he tries to win back their love, he stumbles on a plot to use his brother and split up his family. So he's forced to work with the baby to save his family. An all-star cast, including Alec Baldwin, Tobey Maguire, Steve Buscemi, Jimmy Kimmel, and Lisa Kudrow lend their voices. Also out is Ghost in the Shell, a live-action reboot of the Japanese animated series of the same name. An elite team called Section 9, who combats cyber hackers and criminals, combats their greatest threat yet from a group that's trying to sabotage new artificial intelligence technology. This 3D sci-fi crime drama stars Scarlett Johansson, Michael Pitt, and Juliette Binoche. Still in theaters are Beauty and the Beast, Power Rangers, Kong, Skull Island, Life, and Logan. Plus, Get Out, Chips, the Lego Batman movie, The Belko Experiment, and Slammajamma. And that's your weekend box office preview on iHeartRadio.
Now, this week's top TV streams.
Hey there, it's Wendy, and here's what we've been watching on TV this week. Well, no surprise here that Betty and Joan made the countdown, and at number 10, you have two amazing actors playing them, by the way, Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon. At number 9, The Real Housewives. At number 8, it was Jane the Virgin. Number 7, people can't seem to be getting enough of Supergirl. And at number 6, it was 24, Legacy. Right smack in the middle of the countdown at number 5, Madam Secretary. Checking in at number 4 this week, and with a little help from Lady Gaga, who guest starred, RuPaul's Drag Race. At number 3, Kim finally addresses the Paris robbery and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Vanderpump Rules was at number 2 this week. And at number 1 this week, Rick preparing his army to go up against Negan and the Saviors in The Walking Dead.
That's this week's top TV streams.
1280 Rochester.
This is big.
Every weekday, he brings you the biggest guests and interviews.
Do we have time for all of this, Fritzy? I'm looking at the guest list here.
Weekday mornings,
this report presented by True Car. With True Car, you can find out what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. It's no April Fool's joke. At the women's Final Four last night, UConn's college basketball record 111-game winning streak was ended in dramatic fashion by Mississippi State.
Dillingham to Morgan Williams, 3 seconds from the top of the key, drives right of the lane, jumper is good! And Mississippi State wins! The Bulldogs storm the floor as they shock Connecticut!
The call on Westwood 1, Mississippi State will face South Carolina in the title game on Sunday. NBA Friday night, the Spurs rallied from 21 down to win at Oklahoma City despite Russell Westbrook's 39th triple-double of the season. Golden State over Houston, the Warriors have won 10 consecutive games. I'm Isaac Lohenkron.
We are Mark.
Woo!
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings, 9 till noon.
On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hurt in a car? Call William Attar.
The Weather Authority forecast another gray and damp and chilly afternoon. We'll have mist and drizzle at a high of 41 degrees. Some gradual clearing tonight, the temperature dropping to 30.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
As no matter who I've ever been in the ring with, I make them reach down deep to find the grit to bring out their very best. Because, AJ, when last week I got a little payback and I put you through that announce table, I looked down in your face and I saw you thinking that same thing. Whoa, this is a game changer. I'm going to need to give him every single thing I got because, AJ, I'll tell you this. If you don't give me your best, if you don't give me your A game, AJ, how phenomenal will you feel when it's my hand being raised at WrestleMania?
Hi, this is Shane McMahon, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
morning talk show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome back to hour two of the Pain Clinic. Here comes the plane. It's never a show until the plane does a flyover. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, the second hour. Thank you so much for listening. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvador's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us 1 week from today for UFC 210, Salvador's Saloon, Salvador's at the garage door. 10 p.m. start time, get there early. Hosted by us and prizes and drink specials all night long. That's 1 week from today, April 8th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door. Real quick, I didn't do this in the first hour. I'm going to do it in the second hour. Birthdays today. There is one birthday today. And there's a couple septuagenarians at Salvatore's who would love to yell this man's name if they knew it was his birthday today. Can you guess?
I'm sure they're yelling it anyways.
Yeah. Randy Orton. Randy Orton is a April Fool's baby. He is 37 years old today. You know, the funny thing is, we're going to start the show off, and I'm going to go, this was the home repair clinic. April Fool's! No, I didn't do it. I wasn't going to do that. So, but nevertheless, welcome back to the show. We're in hour two. Thank you so much for listening. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. I am joined by Jay-Z in the studio. And if you missed the first hour, boy, did you miss some good stuff. But Jay-Z's here with us now. Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z,
Yo,
and he's here and in tow with family. And
they don't know what goes on in the studio or in the radio station when the show goes on break, but I was able to take two kids under the age of five to and from the bathroom in that break, and it was like magic.
All right. So we're DC Dan Cole. How you doing, DC?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, it's
good morning.
Sexy voice.
Oh, look
again.
At that.
Again.
It's his Delilah voice.
And Danger Boy joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are sans Stu. He's taken off for the day because we talked last hour with Des Green from Rush Henrietta High School, former Rush Henrietta, former UB, who's fighting on UFC 210 next week. But we're going to talk now professional wrestling.
Yes. Real quick, though, going back to Des, someone wanted to know who would win in a battle of Rush Henrietta, Des or Big Cat Lemmer.
Not in the same weight class.
Yeah, they're. I don't think they.
It's okay.
Would.
It's a fantasy booking scenario.
That's true. I don't think they would allow them to. But
you're ruining the fun, Cash.
They're going to team up.
You're overthinking this.
He's Captain Buzzkill over here.
Little Buzz Killington behind the board today. Who wants to? It's radio. Who wants to look at some etchings?
I would say Big Cat Lemmer there. No. I mean, because there's an unfair advantage. But nevertheless, that's a good question. Thank you for people are texting that stuff in.
What about the Rush Henrietta connection between Des and the Cash Man?
What's that? Yeah, that's right.
You guys can fight.
Yeah, I graduated 30 years before him there, so...
So you got an experience edge.
Yeah, no.
I won't read the text questioning the locale of Andrew the Authority.
But we
did appreciate it.
Yes, he's no longer living in his mom's basement. Okay. Okay, then I'll answer it for you. Yeah, he quite a successful young man he is, and the soccer world around here thanks him for it. So
young is a relative.
Yeah.
Term.
All right. Welcome back to the
You're
show.
As young as you feel.
Do we want to go talk NXT right now, or should yes. I take? Yeah. We got a couple calls on the line.
Who are the calls?
Well, this you'll know as soon as I.
You're supposed to tell us, not put them on.
Okay.
First.
Hello, Rick from Rochester. How you doing, buddy?
And there goes NXT.
All right. What's up, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
That is the greatest reaction ever from you being on the air with us. Is that just all kind of leaning back?
I'm pumped.
Go ahead.
I'm pumped. Hey, first of all, great first hour, bro. That was great. Nice interview with the kid.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that. Thank you for catching it. So you might be
Dynamite drop in.
All right. So what's up, Rick?
Nothing. I was just wondering, am I the only person here that thinks Alexa Bliss match should not be on the pre-show.
Well, it's not. It's thanks not. To peer pressure, WWE has caved.
Yes.
And they have moved that match back to the main card.
From what I understand is they're moving a lot of stuff around. We won't really know how the card's going to go because they've been timing things out and they're trying to figure it out.
They moved it up from the bottom of the first match to above that too. So it's definitely not going to
If they put Jericho and Owens on the pre-show, the party's over.
Yeah, there's no way they're doing that.
Do everybody a favor and move Lesnar Goldberg to the pre-show. Get that crap fest out of the way.
Well, it's only going to be like 15 minutes anyway.
If we're lucky, it'd be less.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't catch all of the speeches last night. I'm going to catch up with them this weekend, but caught a few of them. Beth Phoenix, that was a great speech, as well as Morton and Gibson.
Yeah, you know, Beth Phoenix, I feel terrible saying I don't think she deserves to be in. Yeah,
I said the same thing about her husband, so don't worry.
Earlier, yeah, her husband too. I said that, but you know the thing is she did give a great speech though, and she did thank a lot of people who are really not in good standings with the WWE right now too. So, which is amazing because they probably said, you know, if you want to thank China and talk about her, go ahead, you know, or if you want to talk about people who, you know, no longer work for this company and work for other companies. And she did. She went and mentioned everybody. So
you do have to give her credit, though, because look at the female talent she had around her during her tenure there. I mean, she was a bright spot.
Kelly's top notch.
It killed me inside every time she had a job to Kelly Kelly.
I'll tell you one thing interesting is one thing I learned in that speech was that that Molly Holly is the one who paid for her to get into OVW, paid for her tuition to actually train OVW, and that was pretty. And she actually kind of got a little teary eyed over that, and so did Molly Holly out in the crowd. So
I remember hearing that story. I think on one of maybe a Colt Cabana's podcast years ago. She talked about how like there were a lot of people that helped her get to where she was, and her speech was one of the better ones of the night. Don't get me wrong. My favorite personally was Kurt Angle's, but you know,
sure, of course,
I gotta check that out. But what an inspiration that guy is! Was it Eric LeGrand?
Yes, yeah. Eric LeGrand,
the Rutgers football player. Yeah.
And that's very inspirational. I actually caught that a few years ago, and just obviously found out he was the recipient of. Few weeks back, but yeah, that's very touching, man, and came a long way.
One thing of my friends noticed was how awesome his sneakers were. They were Ultimate Warrior sneakers with his face on the tongues of the sneakers. They were pretty cool with his suit.
Just a few things I'd like to hit on before I go. As far as ROH is concerned, did you guys happen to check out that
Vegas? It's funny you mentioned hit on and Alexa Bliss. No, what? Go ahead. What was that? No.
Did you guys happen to check out the Hardys versus them boys?
That's tonight, isn't it?
No,
tonight is the Hardys. And
you talking about the Briscoes or the Young Bucks?
Yeah, the Young Bucks.
Them boys are the Briscoes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought you were just saying them boys as in a pronoun to substitute the.
No, if I said the boys, it would be boys. Listen,
Jay-Z, we're north of the Mason-Dixon line. Okay, get it right.
If you want to get technical, it is them boys.
DEM, yes. So in fact, Danny got pictures with them boys and titles.
Them boys.
Yeah. Them boys is good.
But did you guys happen to check out that match from Sam's Town in Vegas? That was pretty good.
I have not seen it though. There was so much wrestling going on. It's insane.
There's like 38 shows this weekend.
Yeah, I know. It's
and
like
that's not an exaggeration.
No, you're right.
I believe they started Tuesday.
It's funny. Yeah. Get this. Evolve was running a pay-per-view online. I think it was Friday afternoon or Thursday afternoon, starting at noon, and they ran. They were running recording shows for their DVDs, but. It's insane, and they were having problems. The only reason I knew that's why they were doing it is because Gabe was on Twitter, and he was tweeting about, you know, if you're having problems with this and that and that. But I haven't seen. Was that on how long? When was that show?
It was on last week.
Regular
TV.
Yes. And I love that TV show, man. It's like you get a good feel. I mean, usually it's within a couple weeks from when things were taped. So.
Yeah, just disappointed I wasn't able to get out to Buffalo last September. I went, you know, somewhere else or a year and a half ago when I came here. But hopefully they come around here soon.
They'll come back. Danny was there. Danny had a great time, right?
For what?
For the Ring of Honor show you went to.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't in Buffalo. It was in Lockport.
Yeah, right? Lockport. Yes.
It's the Buffalo region.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
those guys are very accessible. Yeah.
No, but they put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, it's like
the, one of the, I apologize.
Like I say, it's like the old school. The guys come out and you can meet them at half, or you can meet them before the shows. They're out and about and they're selling their products and T-shirts and stuff. So yeah, they're very approachable.
Yeah, this guy on Twitter had a picture of where they are in a supercar. He was at a bar with the boys drinking.
Oh boy! Oh, sounds like danger.
Both twin thing one and twin thing two.
Oh boy, that sounds dangerous.
But, last thing, how miraculously it is that Naomi's finally miraculously healed after five weeks? I played it up so heartfelt. Oh, I'm throwing the title. I'm resisting giving you the title back. Daniel Bryan, and now she's miraculously came back after 4 weeks.
Yeah.
5 weeks.
Well, I don't think they actually knew she was coming back that quickly. She had the same type of injury that Seth Rollins has, and it's all how your body responds to therapy. I can tell you 100% that, not everybody responds the same, and apparently she responded well. I mean, if you're an athlete and you keep in good shape and stuff like that, you tend to do better.
She's in great shape. She's in absolutely tip-top shape. So it probably
she dances more than she wrestles.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, had a lot to do with it. And it's like, I mean, I'm sure everyone in Orlando is happy that she's coming back, but they had to take that title off her because they didn't know how long she was going to be down.
And I'm so glad everybody doubted her coming back, and I was able to scoop her up in the third round of our fantasy draft.
All right.
If Alexa loses, we riot.
If Alexa loses, we riot. Who knows? I think there's still some mystery opponents for Alexa. They haven't really announced, but last night during the Hall of Fame, they showed a bunch of them that might be in the crowd. So, including, did you see Eve? Man, Eve, what was her last
name? Eve Torres?
Eve Torres is so hot. Oh, unbelievable.
She looks good.
She does. And Kelly Kelly was in the crowd, too. So, who knows what's going to pop up during that match? Right now, there's only 6 announced people, but there could be more.
We're going to see the Drifter up on the main roster anytime soon.
That's where he's going, you would think, if he loses a loser leaves NXT match.
Well,
they
did say he's working, Samson's working under a mask doing the Midnight Rider gimmick at NXT, too.
Oh, so. Really?
Yeah,
oh,
that's, I heard that just this morning.
Weren't you disappointed when what's his name, Ono, freaking broke his guitar?
I was too distracted by Ono's ugly U.S. Olympic basketball team gear that he was wearing.
Oh,
it was like 2 sizes too small.
Yeah.
But somewhere... Jared and the
Honky Tonk
Man are smiling.
Someplace. They're probably saying, where's my money for the gimmick infringement?
It fell out of the top.
I appreciate that, guys. You have a wonderful WrestleMania weekend.
You too. Take it easy, Rick. Okay, 222-1280, star 12. We do have a bunch of calls, but let's go through NXT real quick because that's tonight. NXT will be happening tonight, and we're going to be starting
off. Highlight of the weekend.
We're going to start off with an 8-person mixed tag match with Dillinger, Strong, No Way Jose, and Ruby Riot versus Sanity. Interesting. Some of those guys, I mean, Eric Young trained Ty Dillinger.
Yes.
Yeah, that's their background is Eric Young was a trainer up in Canada.
Right.
And Ty Dillinger, of course, being from there, too. So those guys know each other real well. I don't know if it plays out on the TV. I think obviously Sanity has a thing for Dillinger. So, but I'm looking forward to that because it's nice to see these guys get some more work. And
I hope that Dillinger finally wins a match.
And we haven't seen Dillinger since the Royal Rumble.
He's been on.
No, I mean, but I'm not, I don't mean that. I mean, we haven't, yes, he's been on, but I mean, in W, this is more of a highlight show right now where the first timers are going to be watching it a lot of times. So they might just remember him from being number 10, but, that kicks off the show. Then, the new wrestler Aleister Black is taking on Almas,
Cien Almas,
who has done much better since he went heel.
Yes,
he's so much better as a heel than he was as that cheesy face. So yeah. I'm actually looking at this because Aleister Black was known as Tommy End, up in England and around the indie scene. And if you watch the UK tournament that they did, he came out and he fought Neville. And they had a good match together, and it's going to be the same type of stuff. He's going to come out, and he's probably going to go over, and apparently going to be the face because Almas is a heel.
Yeah.
So that should actually be a really good match that people are probably.
And this is not Black's debut, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, it is because I know they've
been doing
it with
the vignettes
videos
for him.
Yeah. So okay, then of course then we have the triple threat tag team elimination match for the NXT tag team titles with the Authors of Pain, of course with Paul Ellering. Last time these guys getting a huge push in that company against DIY versus the Revival, which we could just stick with DIY and the Revival and be happy with the match after what we saw back in November. But
I will say after San Antonio, I'll give Authors of Pain a lot more credit. They're better than I thought they were going to be.
They're in better shape than when they first debuted. I'll say that too. They've actually gotten.
But I think with the three teams here, you know, even anything they might have to hide, they will be able to hide, and it will. I think this is going to be a great match.
Yeah, DIY is an awesome team, man. And it's like
Revival's an awesome team.
Yeah,
if they do not come up after WrestleMania, someone needs to be fired in the WWE.
I'm pretty sure that's where they're.
I thought they were coming up after, and they lost it in November when we were up in Toronto. I said, oh, these guys will be showing up, no problem, and it's like still no. But I mean, a lot of hype about them. So.
I think part of it's also finding the right spot for them.
Yeah,
and right now,
well, tag team division in SmackDown still is kind of iffy. You know, I mean, even though the Usos,
iffy, but it's watered down. There's so many guys, so many teams on there, but none of them are like, none of them have any heat.
No, and there's only a few pure teams that are really up there. So it's like. You could add every single one for these guys up to SmackDown and make a much better tag team division. Asuka versus Ember Moon is coming up next. Of course, the last three matches are all championship matches for the titles, and this is for the NXT Women's title. Asuka have been forever rumored to be coming up to the big show.
Been working some SmackDown shows.
She's been on the road with SmackDown. So
if she walks out with the SmackDown title on WrestleMania, I would not be surprised.
Wow. She could be one of the mystery ones we're talking about popping
See,
up.
See, but... When they moved that match to the pre-show, I'm like, no, because that would be a waste.
Yeah.
But now that it's back on the main card, now the possibility's there again, I think.
I think so.
See, I think I don't want her to lose tonight, though. I'd love for her to come in and win the smash, just to remain dominant.
Yes.
I think her losing tonight would be a bad idea. Maybe just have a women's tournament in NXT.
I mean, Ember Moon's getting a huge push, too, down in NXT. You got to admit that. She's like a... We saw her on, was it a dark match in November? I mean, remember she came up? Yeah, it was before
It was, I think, a pre-show match or whatever with the 3-on-3.
3-on-3, yeah. And it was like, and she got the biggest pop of everyone coming.
She has a top rope stunner that's disgusting.
Yes, which is awesome. And
actually has hurt somebody now.
Yeah, she's a good wrestler. So then we come up to Bobby Roode taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. And that's singles for the NXT title. I think Nakamura loses again, and then we see him debut on SmackDown or Raw on the following couple days.
I would like for him to debut on SmackDown.
Me too.
I think Shane should bring him in after losing to AJ and just use him as like an assassin.
Relive something that happened a year and a half or 2 years ago. You know?
I would much rather it happen now, yeah.
So big question on SmackDown this year, because we normally don't get this because it's usually a taped show. This is the first year it's really live after WrestleMania. Do we get the carryover with the crowd?
Yes. I think so. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, think about it. They had the Hall of Fame last night, NXT tonight, WrestleMania. Then they got Monday and Tuesday all live.
Monday, they're selling Raw on the fact that the crowd is completely different than any other time in the year.
Well, you saw the preview on last Raw where they were singing Vince McMahon's theme song. Yep. No chance.
Well, and they just had that great WWE 24. Documentary on WrestleMania Monday.
Yeah, and with some of the weird things. I remember we saw Dolph Ziggler win the title on WrestleMania Monday.
Everybody's singing the fan.
And they were chanting for JBL. Remember that? They were chanting all the announcers. I've got two guys on the phone. Interesting thing is they both have the same name. We're going to get to them on the flip side. We're still going to go through the card for WrestleMania, and we're going to get your calls, 222-1280, star 1280. You tell us what match you're looking forward to the most, and who's going to win, and... Believe me, we'll believe you, and we'll tell you what we think, too. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Nikki, I love you.
Aww. I love you, too, John. I keep thinking about a future together. Wouldn't it be great to hear the pitter-patter of little feet around here?
I hear them now. I invited Daniel Bryan to dinner. Oh, here he comes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, Bray, I have seen the truth. And the truth is, I don't need you. I am free, Bray. I am free! If I were you, Bray, I would run.
Abby here with huge news. And- and there has never been a better time to buy than right now at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece, especially on a new Accent, Tom.
Abby, check this out.
I'm checking.
Free this Sunday. New 2016 Hyundai Accent SE. $3,000 off MSRP, and that's on all remaining 2016 Accents. This example, the MSRP is $16,926. We're taking $3,000 off. Price is just $13,926.
You can get CD, MP3, auxiliary, M4, all of that on the Hyundai Accent SE for $3,000 off MSRP.
Just add your tax tags in DMV. You got retail bonus cash of $2,000. Rebates expire soon. Subject to change. Dealer discounts $1,000 and prior sales are excluded. So stop by the dealership for complete details. Pricing available April 1st, 2017 through April 30th, 2017.
Shop online 24/7 at hugehyundai.com. Come in and see us 7 days a week. Yes, we're open Sunday where it is huge.
So basically what I'm trying to tell you, Shane, is this is what's called a traditional match. And I don't know if you've ever been in a match like this before. But here's the thing. When you get in the ring with me, you've now entered the world of AJ Styles.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We're in amidst our 2 hours of WrestleMania special 2 hour show.
AJ, we feel bad for you.
AJ, we feel bad for you. Welcome back to the show. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone Slate, Empire Culver. 1 week from today, UFC 210 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes, drink specials all night long. April 8th, 1 week from today at Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's garage door, UFC 210. Welcome back to the show. We got to go to the phones real quick. Then we're going to go through and start ripping apart the car, you know, from the top down or from the bottom up. I don't know. I say bottom up. But before that, we get to Jordan. What's up, buddy, Jordan? How's it going?
How we doing, guys?
We're doing great. How you doing, sir?
Now, I recognized something last night at WWE Hall of Fame. Did you guys see when Roman, when they showed Roman, everyone started booing and he kind of gave that smirk?
Yeah, and then Sami Zayn poked his head. Sami Zayn poked his head out from behind him.
Yep. He is turning heel this weekend. I guarantee it.
Well, I mean, he's been running a heel program all the way up to the Mania, so I mean, why not? Yep. You mean he's going to do an actual heel move in the ring? He's going to...
Yeah, heel move in the ring. Okay. And his promo on Running at Raw, I mean, I've hated Roman Reigns for years now. That was actually fantastic. It was simple. He said, shut up to the crowd, and it was great.
You know, the thing is I think he can get away with not being a heel after WrestleMania, too, if you think about it, because it wasn't like he attacked him or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they did fight, yes. They did go back and forth. But, I mean, it wasn't like he came up from behind him and did anything or kicked his knee out from underneath him. So, I mean, it does allow him to go back and be a
That's
face. Because
he would have broken him.
It does allow him to be a face.
You think about it. Triple H was asked by somebody this week, you know, about Roman Reigns, about whether they're going to turn him heel. And they said, they boo him already. Isn't he already a heel? So I think their booking philosophy is basically just let the people decide who they are. Character development and characters' behaviors don't matter to them anymore.
True.
It's all about how the reaction is. We were booing him for the wrong reasons now.
Yeah, but you say Triple H, is he going to act like a heel besides being booed? He's being booed not because he's saying heelish things. It's because people hate him. You know, and so it's like, but when you actually become a full-blown heel.
Mamma mia.
You know, yeah, exactly. So,
the wacky waving inflatable Roman army.
And the match I'm looking forward to this weekend the most is the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say that. That's on the pre-show, so it's like you can go to bed after that.
No, I'm just kidding. But for real, though, obviously Brood and Nakamura and Styles versus McMahon. I'm looking forward to those two matches.
Cool. Well, how do you think Styles McMahon's going to pan out?
Since it's a wrestling match, I think Shane is going to take a bunch of bumps, and they're just going to like show how great Styles is in the ring, even though we know how great he is. But I could see Styles winning or whatever, Shane attacking him, and Shane doing some like crazy spot or something crazy. He's going to outdo himself from last year or something like that. And Rude Nakamura, I see Rude winning and Nakamura debuting on Raw or SmackDown. Preferably SmackDown, but I see that.
Cool. Well, thank you for calling, man.
All right.
Enjoy your WrestleMania.
Have a good one.
You too. 222-1280, Star Toys, a number. We've got get this, another Jordan from Naples. What's up, Jordan?
Another Jordan. It's awesome. You know, WrestleMania, I'm excited. Orlando, Ric Flair retired. I also heard some rumors that Undertaker is having hip surgery after WrestleMania, so this will be his last match, I think.
Well, he could have had a last match 5 years ago, and it would have been okay.
I agree, and he should have retired after Brock Lesnar beat him in New Orleans a couple of years ago.
The funny thing is, you talk to every WWE wrestler about that match, and they all think The Undertaker should have won.
Mm-hmm.
Even Randy Orton came out this past week, and I think it was a CBS Sportsline interview, and he said everyone was disappointed The Undertaker lost that match. So
the match I'm looking forward to, though, is it's got to be Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. And I really want Goldberg to win, but I know who's going to win, Brock Lesnar, because Goldberg, he has had this upper hand on Lesnar since November, and it's he's done.
Okay, well, let me say one thing.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world thinks Brock Lesnar is going to win, too. Don't you think the WWE wants you to walk away from WrestleMania feeling disappointed?
Yeah.
Especially if this is one of the last matches. That's what I can never guarantee anything, because it's like, you know, I mean, the minute and a half match up at the Survivor Series in Toronto. And
yeah.
that, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I know that Goldberg, he did the Edge and Christian podcast. I don't know if you guys follow that or not. And he talked about how disappointed he is in this run.
And how miserable he is.
And how miserable he is, yeah. And the thing is, and it's only miserable because he's not in the shape he was, you know, 14 years ago, you know, 13.
He's in his 50s now.
Yeah, he's a bit older, you know, but it's like.
That doesn't make you a martyr, Goldberg. We didn't want you back.
Yeah, that's, no, someone else did. Someone in the front office did. So it's like, the thing is, I heard he was signed for the tour through Europe after WrestleMania. I don't know what that means. I don't know, you know, yes, it'd be great. But you know what? I would be great if neither of them won it, to be honest with you. Someone else came in and threw a monkey wrench into it. You know?
Maybe, I'm thinking that might happen. Somebody might come in and interfere or something.
Yeah, we'll see. But you know, hopefully it probably will go longer than 2 minutes. Probably not.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Probably not much longer than 15, though. At the match,
will it be longer than Undertaker's entrance?
Probably not.
You know what would be funny is if they came out and the bell rang and then F5 and then 1, 2, 3 and it's over. So Brock Lesnar pulled a Goldberg on him and beat him in a second.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're both company men, I guess. Yep. They'll do what they're told to do, but I don't know about that.
The real wild card here is going to be the fan reaction to this, because I don't think WWE can predict this anymore.
Yeah, no. The funny thing is, as long as they don't know that they're both leaving like they did at WrestleMania 20.
Oh, my God.
But they know they're both part-timers.
Yeah, yes, they do. Yes, they do. But
they know they're both only there for the money. They know Goldberg's time is limited.
Yep.
They're not going to be any more invested in this match than they were the last one.
No.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's why it's not the main event. You know,
it's not the main event.
No, the main event's going to be Undertaker and Roman Reigns.
Oh wow, well, it's better.
Yeah, that's your opinion. Thank you for calling, man. We appreciate it.
You should have had Triple H and Rollins in the main event, but Seth Rollins is going to get killed.
I don't think so. I think Seth Rollins, listen, he's selling an injury really well to the point that, you know, everyone believes it, okay? So I'm going to say Seth Rollins is going to...
If he was really injured, they wouldn't be having a match.
Triple H is not a full-time wrestler. You're going to put over someone who's not a full-time wrestler over a part-time guy?
It's happened before.
Well, have you also seen Seth Rollins' new t-shirt they're trying to sell? Says Kingslayer on it.
Yeah, he's definitely. We're definitely gonna have Rollins win. So, thanks for calling, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks so much.
Bye bye. 222-1280 Star Toys and number. We're all out of Jordans on the phone. We need you now.
You know how we talk about wrestlers living the gimmick. You know, Ric Flair with drinking and limousine riding guy. I think Undertaker's literally trying to wrestle as a dead man this year. He does not belong in a ring right now.
Gosh, it's like they can delay. I mean, that's why they have the 2 minute long introductions, because it'll add to the time in the match.
They're going to get that golf cart they had from San Antonio.
They should just give him a
briskly get him down to the ring.
They should have him reincarnate into that the American Badass character with the motorcycle for this one, because it's going to be a long entrance if he has to walk.
It's definitely
he might not make it.
He might.
Without a doubt.
He's gassed by the time he gets halfway down the
ramp. Ron attacks him. That could be what happens.
Let's start doing our predictions, and I'll start with the kickoff pre-show, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. I'm going with Braun Strowman, because why would you pick against the guy? You know, especially with all the TV time that guy has got. And this is kind of, this is almost like a throwaway match. I don't give much validity to this match, because all you do is you get a statue that you carry around or whatever, you know? Okay?
It also looks like, I would not be surprised they keep Roman with Braun Strowman after the Undertaker match. So, I mean, they got to have something for him to do in the meantime. And why would you vote against him?
So, what about you guys?
I'm going to vote against him.
Okay.
I'm going to go Sami Zayn.
Okay.
I'm in the same, I don't know what your reasoning is behind it, but I think Big Show and Braun are going to eliminate each other, and Sammy's going to last. Sammy needs a win. They're booking him like Daniel Bryan, but Daniel Bryan was sort of, I don't know, organically the underdog that everybody rooted for, but they're making Sami Zayn just kind of this loser, and they already gave away the ending by, Stephanie said, you know, basically, you've got to win the Battle Royal. That she gave away the ending.
Yeah.
I think Sammy's going to win just because Braun and Big Show are
going to win. Just a heads up for anybody who didn't see it, Bleacher Report was reporting yesterday that this is Big Show's last match.
Really?
That he is retiring after Mania.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So then I would take Big Show, I think. I'll stick with what I got, because
he's already won it once.
I know. You know, he doesn't need to be a two-time. So let's go to the next match. On the kickoff show, this would be Austin Aries versus Neville for the Cruiserweight title. Of course, A-Double, I'm going to go with him over Neville, because I think, I like the future. I mean, I don't think this is it when they're done. I think they're going to have a series of matches which will just, you know, top each other, this being the first one. And it's a hell of a way to get the crowd going right before the show starts. So I'm going to go with A-Double. What about you guys?
I'm agreeing with you.
I'm agreeing.
Greatest
as well.
Man that ever lived is walking away the champ.
That's right, and he'll fist bump everybody. All right. Well, one more, and we'll go take a break. SmackDown Women's Title match should be Alexa Bliss defending against Mickie James, Carmella, and Jay-Z, Double A or Neville.
I think Aries is going to win that one.
Okay. Yeah. So then we have Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James, Carmella, Natalya, Becky Lynch, and other possible people, including Eve Torres, I hear.
Kelly Kelly.
Who knows? You might even have a surprise Naomi. Hall of Famer. Yeah, Naomi. That's definitely, I think she's definitely in it.
Yeah.
I didn't get that down before that. And so I'm going to go with Naomi just because she's home and she had it before. And the reason they took it off her is because they thought she might be hurt longer than she was.
Yeah. Smart money's on Naomi for this one.
I'm going to go with, if they bring in extra people and don't just stick to who's on the list, I'm going with Asuka.
Asuka, okay.
But if they keep it as it is, I'm going with Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
I'm along the same lines as Danger Boy. I think if Asuka loses tonight, or even if Asuka wins, if they debut her tomorrow,
yeah,
it'll be in that match. And I think she should win.
Okay.
I think she should be the most dangerous woman wrestler in the main roster.
I agree. Okay. I mean, we have all good points, and I mean, I'd love to see Asuka too. I guess we have to watch tonight and figure out if there's a chance that's going to happen. You have a question and comment, 222-1280, Star 1280. What match are you looking forward to the most on WrestleMania 33? Give us a call, tell us what you think, and we'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. I'm a man with a plan. So listen up here now, degenerate masses. You ain't gonna learn it in your high school classes. Kids, it ain't written down, and you know that it's true. There's a lot of famous people with less talent than you. This one's gonna sting too. The only reason you're back is because he begged WWE to hire you so he could be on Total Divas.
Seth, you're worried? You're worried that some people don't like you in the locker room? Hell, if you ain't making enemies, you ain't making money. If everybody doesn't hate you, then you are not living up to your full potential. But proverbial trees, it ain't as simple as a line on the compass.
So we shadows in the alley, getting ready to jump. Trick is loose. Curry was upstaged by his daughter, Riley, at the podium.
How could you? What is that?
Bring your kid to work.
you know, he plays well, and obviously he did that for us.
And you're a monster.
We want to ask questions. We want to ask questions of the millionaire.
Take your favorite sports talk to work.
I love you. You're the reason why I downloaded the iHeartRadio app.
No one will complain. iHeartRadio makes your phone the radio anywhere you go, including the office. Open our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, thanks for checking out this preview of our brand new podcast from Mike.com. I'm Antonia Cerejido.
And I'm Chris Duffy. We'll be your hosts on a voyage into the sometimes scary waters of business, finance, and money matters that we're calling The Payoff.
The idea for this show is that we're regular-ish people who, maybe like you, wish we knew more about money and were better at saving it, keeping it, and earning more of it.
So each episode, we're going to explore the best ways to do all of that. Dollars have never made so much sense.
Fox Sports 1280 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
We still haven't got the one rule that we live by. You want to talk tough? You better be tough, and you a...
All right, this is The Undertaker, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. We're just watching, looking at Chris Jericho's Instagram with April Fool's jokes on it.
We hope.
Today is April Fool's Day, and we're not doing the home repair clinic on this station. We're talking pro wrestling. I wanted to start off doing a home repair clinic kind of thing in the beginning of the show.
And we forgot.
Yeah, I completely forgot. It's like, it would waste too much time.
It'd be a joke even if I offered home repair advice.
Yeah.
Do you have that one tool that does the thing?
Give me that one.
Go to the yellow pages.
Just grab the doodad and the thingamabob, and you'll figure it out.
Remember, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Yeah, that's right. And go to the yellow pages in your phone book and find under home improvements, you'll find someone who can do the job you need to do. All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic on the Cash Line with Jay-Z, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and you. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire, Culver. We're going to be out at Salvatore's at the garage door and Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 210 one week from today. That's right, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's one week from today. And you know what? The last few times the Bud Girls were there, and then the Stella Girls, and man, they brought some great prizes.
Bunch of Stellas.
It's really cool. Stella. I love Stella.
Stella!
Stella! All right, and so that's 1 week from today, April 8th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door. Lots of fun. We're going through the card right now. You can call in 222-1280, star 1280. If you have an opinion on what you think is going to happen, the next match we're getting to on the card to do our prediction, Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles. I think AJ wins. I'm going to put it out blatantly. I think this is, not only is he going to win, he's going to embarrass him after the match, and that's probably going to cause something that will start on SmackDown after that. Maybe he'll keep beating him up, or who knows, and someone might come out for the save. So we'll see what happens. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Jay-Z?
I think AJ is going to win, but I think Shane's going to try to jump off that roller coaster they're building on the side.
The roller coaster, it's on the
top.
By
the way, they're building a roller coaster. They talk about the thrill ride. How have they not mentioned Ric Flair and Space Mountain?
I know. It's the oldest ride in the park, but the longest line.
There you go.
Woohoo! Okay. DC.
No, if oh, God. Oh, God. Like, there's no way AJ could lose this match, right?
There's always a way.
Remember, they want us to go home disappointed. Okay.
Well, that's why they're putting Roman Reigns on last.
Okay, I got that.
So can we have this, please? You put him with a terrible opponent. Can you at least let the guy win?
Well, you know, if Roman and Undertaker go last, maybe people will leave to beat traffic.
I don't think so. Everyone loves the Undertaker. So, Dan, you going AJ, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, bye.
Please.
I got to go AJ.
Okay, that's all. It's all four of us. It's a sweep there. First one. Okay, John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maurice. Special guest ring announcer and the only true Hollywood star on the show, Al Roker.
That's not true. We got John Cena and The Miz.
Yeah, well, so we got a bunch of Hollywood stars in this match, okay?
And Chris Jericho's done movies.
Yeah, that's true. Chris Jericho's done movies.
Triple H did what? The Chaperone or whatever?
Oh, it's a wonderful film.
Yeah, no, thank you. And The Big Show, of course, was in, what was that big one?
Knucklehead.
Yes.
And Waterboy.
Goldberg did Santa with Muscles.
Yeah. Okay.
Santa's sleigh. Correction.
Goldberg did Ready to Rumble. Okay.
Yes. You know, clickbait, how you get these things, top 15 worst wrestlers in movies. And we just mentioned all of them that are usually in those lists, you know.
The only one that matters is Andre in Princess Bride.
Okay, actually, the only real the good wrestlers were actually in The Wrestler.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
The very good
Hulk
movies.
Hogan, Suburban Commando. Don't get me started.
King Kong Bundy and Moving.
Mr. Richard Roddy Piper and Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Ooh,
oh,
of course they live. Yeah. Okay, there.
Sorry.
So
I like poking a frog in the eyes.
So we got a bunch of Hollywood stars in there. I'm going to go with Cena, Nikki Bella. I hope it doesn't come down to a proposal in the end of the match, but
I think it will.
So, ugh. Bathroom break. Go ahead.
No, I Miz and Maryse need the win here. Let them have the win. Let them have their moment. Let them leave. Let Cena and Nikki recover, and that's when they can have their moment.
We were talking about this on the break, and yeah, I agree. I think there's more drama in them coming together, and yes, we lost as a team here, but we're a team for life, you know, and all that other stuff. I think there's more drama there. And plus, Cena's going away to shoot a TV show. Nikki's pretty much retiring.
Cena's doing a movie. He already finished the TV show.
Oh,
so.
Okay. He's doing a movie. Yeah, so. I mean, he's going to be gone for a while. Go out on your back. Give Miz the win. Miz needs more heat. So give him more heat by beating Cena and leaving. Beat him dastardly or something, I think. I would much rather see that than Cena winning. But I think Cena's going to win just to, you know, give that
right. If Miz doesn't win, you ruin all the momentum he's built up.
True.
And he's back to square one.
Yeah.
So let him win.
Or have Daniel Bryan come in and cheat for John Cena, which is another possibility, because just tease us more. Because
he's a brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Or future brother-in-law.
In the family.
Danger Boy?
I got to go with Cena and Bella just because that's what they're going to do.
Okay, you know everything, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do we. So next up, but this is on the list that I've got, so I don't. It's not absolutely sure what's going to happen in this order, but we got Roman Reigns and The Undertaker. I'm going with Roman Reigns winning because The Undertaker's the unblemished, and they don't even. And this funny thing is they don't even acknowledge that he lost. The Undertaker lost still, yeah. When they're talking about it in the promos and stuff, it's like, you've got a great, you know, this incredible record and everything, but it's like, he did lose a couple pay-per-views ago, a couple WrestleManias ago, but I'm going to go with, I think Roman Reigns is going to, and there's quote-unquote, he's going to retire also. So if there's any truth beyond that, then I think he'd want to go off putting someone over, and he probably will. And even if Roman Reigns does go full-out blast heel, that's fine. You know what? I like him better if he's a full blast heel, not just getting booed trying to be a good guy.
The problem is, if Roman Reigns wins,
we riot.
He's not a heel. You want to make Reigns heel, and you want to do it right, Undertaker wins, and then have Reigns absolutely not be able to handle it, and he destroys him post-match.
Yeah,
nice. Okay, yeah, okay.
But that generates a rematch for SummerSlam.
No.
I don't know.
Not if they do it where he beat him so bad, Taker can't wrestle anymore. Yeah.
They buried Taker under dirt before, and they
he could wear that on his mantle. I retired the Taker, and that would be a great heel move to use.
But him winning and then Undertaker raising his hand, no, it'll make people hate him more.
Yes.
But it won't make him a heel.
Well, maybe Undertaker raises his hand, or maybe he raises Undertaker's hand and then beats him up. I don't know, but I think here. Let me fantasy book for a second. Bring in a team like Authors of Pain and help to help him. To beat down the Undertaker.
They're probably related somehow, too.
Start
I wouldn't be surprised.
Didn't you know that? Yeah, they're all related. Yes. Oh, that's why they wear similar gear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's built in.
Is
that mean
Luke Harper's related to him, too?
Yeah. No. They wear like the chest protectors and stuff.
Yeah, D'Lo Brown gear.
Yeah, with the straps on them and stuff, you know? So, okay, so Danger Boy.
I got to go with Reigns winning just because, they want him to be the new face of the company because Cena's getting on in years and doing more outside projects. So.
Jay-Z, who'd you nod?
I'm every year before the streak was broken, I always rooted against The Undertaker.
You did, and you always
got the guy rooting for the Nationals against the Globetrotters. I'm going to go with The Undertaker this time.
Okay, so you were the guy. That's right. You were the guy who actually called us the week after he lost and said, hey, who called it?
Lesnar.
Gotcha. So, okay, now the next one up, Triple H versus Seth Rollins. I think I've already explained earlier on the show, Seth Rollins, I'm picking Seth just because Triple H is part-time. He doesn't want to be wrestling full-time. Seth Rollins is going to be on TV every week. That's why. I mean, those are influencing factors in this. And I can't think of any other good. Probably Triple H will probably have the best entrance of the whole night. And I hear Stephanie McMahon's got some sort of wicked outfit too, so you'll love that.
Is he coming out? Stephanie McMahon in tight leather.
Are they coming out to Metallica somehow? Or they're
it's the prerequisite. If Triple H is involved in a match at WrestleMania, it needs to have a Metallica song.
I think it's Motorhead he's coming out to, a Motorhead song to honor Lemmy because he passed away.
Oh, are we gonna have a Lemmy hologram?
I don't know.
Oh, hollow Lemmy,
hollow Lemmy
on the roller coaster.
Oh, that'd be great.
I still want the roller coaster to drop people off at the ring. I think that would be cool. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, the wrestlers come into the ring by the roller coaster. That
have
would
an
be...
actual working staff checking the seatbelts. And...
I think, unfortunately, because the last time WrestleMania happened in Orlando, people got hurt. I'm scared to death of what would happen if that went.
Yeah, those haywire pyrotechnics.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They almost burned the place down.
I'm just thinking of that kid who got his head lopped off in Ohio last year. It's like on a ride, so you know
that was a water slide.
Yeah, man. It was a water slide though, but okay,
with people riding with him.
So what do you guys all think? We're gonna go to a break here right after this.
This one's tough to call. Here's why I think it's tough to call, because there's gonna be a lot of extra interference in this one. You're gonna see Samoa Joe. I would not be at all surprised to see Finn Balor.
Yep. Owens
potentially. I mean,
possibly the fourth man in Triple H's new stable.
Oof, Finn Balor?
No, I'm saying that he could. I don't know who he's going to bring in for it, like the fourth position. Like he's the mentor. And,
oh, I see. So, I think Sammy might get involved too.
What about Sting? Why not? Remember that WrestleMania from when they were in San Francisco?
The NWO can come out again.
Yeah, and, you know, they brought everybody out.
I mean,
you know?
Rollins needs the win, so I'm going to say Rollins, but that probably means Triple H will win.
I'm going to go with Rollins, but. It's actually tougher to pick than it should be.
I'm going to go with Rollins, too.
All right. We're going to go to the phones real quick before we take a break, and we have just a few matches left right now. Got Joe Koops on the line with us. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Rich, good morning. Hey, join the show late. Love the predictions. I'm not sure if you guys talked about it already, but Paul Heyman's epic promo Monday night. Did you guys touch on it yet?
We really didn't get into too much of the build-up. You know, this past week, all those shows were just building up what we already know is going to happen. So,
yeah.
But it was a good promo. I mean, he keeps giving Goldberg a lot of credit, you know, instead of bashing him and taking him down. He's, you know, he just, you know, said, this guy's a superhero, and we're going to see your superhero destroyed and stuff like that.
Yeah, what I got to comment on is the resident Jewish guy on the show and the caller. Is in the middle of the promo, he launched into the Hebrew prayer for those that have died and remembrance. I don't know if you guys heard it, but it was phenomenal. And it was midway through the promo, he broke into the prayer, he put his head down, he said it slowly, and then he broke back into it. And it was just clutch. I was marking out. I texted a friend who didn't know what it was. Just awesome.
That's why Paul Heyman's who he is.
You know, I haven't deleted either of the shows off my DVR yet because I want to go back and see if there's anything I missed, and I'm going to definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's funny. I looked it up on YouTube. I want to see what people were saying, and one of the comments one guy wrote, he goes, not sure what that gibberish was. I replied, that was awesome. That was Hebrew for the people that have died. I marked it. Phenomenal. Looking forward to the show. My brother actually lives down in Orlando. He's going to be there live. Love you guys. Just wanted to check in. And great show, guys.
Thank you so much for calling, Joe Koop. Long-time fan of the show. Thanks so much. We got to go to break right now on that. We've got a bunch of matches to kill. Get out of the way.
We're going
to
go rapid fire.
We're going to go rapid fire. So we'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Yeah.
Superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHDK. Listen and feel the pain.
Woo. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC, Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Jay-Z, and you. And don't forget, WrestleMania is tomorrow. Hey, don't forget about that. Definitely check it out tonight, NXT on the WWE Network, NXT TakeOver Orlando. It's going to be a great show. Do not miss that. Do not miss WrestleMania tomorrow. Eat lots of good food. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And if you're hanging out with us, you might have a chance to make some money when we play Pass the Belt. It's a little game we play. But nevertheless, we're going to have fun 1 week from today. Yes?
And you know what the best part is, Cash?
What?
There's another ladder match. So we're all going to be treated to Cash yelling, touch it! Touch it! Touch it!
All right. That's right. We have a flashback. Oh, no.
All about watching Enzo ragdoll himself everywhere, risking injury, and limb just for a bump.
We might have some surprises, and maybe we will, maybe we won't. We got to get through to real quick. But 1 week from today, it's UFC 210 at Salvatore's Garage Door. Salvatore's Saloon starts at 10 p.m., no cover charge. Come on out, enjoy with us, UFC 210. Why don't we finish rapid fire style up this WWE pay per view that we just Triple Threat ladder match, which is interesting you mentioned that, Danny. Ladder match and touch it. Enzo Amore, Big Cass versus Sheamus and Cesaro versus Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. I'm going to go right off the top of my head and say Enzo Amore and Big Cass win titles at this pay per view.
I agree.
That's my pick, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, because
big pop.
Yeah, I mean, just because they've been building it up so long, and these guys really haven't been in the title picture until now. Okay, WWE Intercontinental title, Baron Corbin versus Dean Ambrose. A match I think is getting lost in the wayside, but I think will be spectacular. I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose winning. Wait a second. Yes, Dean Ambrose, because it was Corbin Benson who debuted 1 year ago at WrestleMania and was stuck with Dolph Ziggler for the next 6 months.
Corbin Benson?
Sorry.
You mean the guy who played
No,
the
Baron Corbin.
Roger Dorn?
Yeah, that's right. He played. Sorry. No, Baron Corbin. Sorry. I don't know where the heck that name came from in my head, but I'm going to go with
You're thinking the movie The Dentist.
I'm going with Dean Ambrose. You guys.
I'm going Baron Corbin.
I'm going Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I got to go Baron Corbin,
oh,
too.
Oh, I'm a soul man on that. Okay. WWE United States title champ Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho. We all know if you look at outside influence, Chris Jericho is going to be taking some time off. I'm going to go with Kevin Owens.
Same here.
I was talking in the break that I rewatched WrestleMania 13 this week. Yeah. This is like a carbon copy of 13, and if they give Owens and Jericho the time, this will be the match that is Bret and Austin. I'm going to pick Owens to win, though.
I'm going Owens as well.
All right, clean sweep. Fatal four-way elimination match for the Raw Women's title. Nia Jax, Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, Bayley. I'm going with Sasha Banks because it's the longest time we've heard that, you know, what Charlotte Flair is alluding to with Bayley is going to happen. And I think the only way Sasha Banks can win the title is not have Charlotte Flair win it. So I'm going to go with Sasha Banks on this one. What do you guys think?
Charlotte wins after Sasha turns on Bayley.
Bayley retains.
I'm going with Nia Jax and Sasha turns on Monday.
Okay, Nia Jax, you know, it's hard not to pick her. They just book her.
She's not like most girls.
She's not like most girls, but they pick her to just clean everyone's clock. WWE title match, Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. Now, I'm going to go with Randy Orton in this. I don't know who the face is. I don't know who the heel is. And I know this one will be filled with interference, too. I got to think it just can't be these two guys. But if it is, then I'm going to go with Randy Orton, you know, because I don't know. Bray Wyatt's not getting any sympathy. So, thoughts on that?
I'm going Bray Wyatt because Randy Orton still bores me.
Okay.
I'm going Bray as well because I can't see every title changing hands.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the same way. Bray Wyatt.
And Brock Lesnar versus Bill Goldberg. I think I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar, even though I said if you want to be truly disappointed, you got to pick Goldberg.
My prediction is the fans will be the real winners here when this one's over.
Yeah, the fans will be. Well, the question is will it go longer than 15 minutes?
No.
No. No chance.
No, not at all.
Okay, so what about Jay-Z? Who do you think?
Brock, all the way.
Brock.
Danny? I'm still going with the fans once it's over.
Okay, so Danny.
They're the real winners. Yeah. They've had to suffer through this.
Well, that's our predictions for WrestleMania. What do you guys think? 2-2-2. Well, you can't even take calls anymore. You know, so it's like we're getting out of the show here. We're gonna
have time for one last WrestleMania, baby. Woo!
Touch it. All right. I want to thank you guys for making it out. Thank you. I want to thank Des Green from who will be fighting on UFC 10. He was in our first hour for a little bit. Stu and Aaron showed up, a happily married couple, and they come out and hang out with us in the first hour. We made it through the second hour. Thank you, Jay-Z, for bringing up your clan. And thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Bro. We'll see you Sunday night for the WrestleMania pay-per-view. We are out of here. Feelthepain.net.